The government needs to avoid cutting tax in Budget 2025. That's the message officials from the Irish Congress of Trade Unions will bring to Finance Minister Jack Chambers and Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue when they meet tomorrow. Owen Reedy is ICTU's General Secretary and he joins us now. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning, Paul.
In a booming economy, why should workers not secure a share of that success?
Well, I think the way for workers to share the success in a booming economy, Paul, is through the promotion of collective bargaining, unions and employers negotiating on pay in the workplace. That's the way to make work pay, not through these type of social transfers. And I think we really need an honest debate and conversation about tax and income tax in this country. You know, if you ask people, I think, do they want 15 euros of their own money back a week, or do they want better childcare, more affordable and stronger transport and lower class sizes? I think they would opt for the latter. So to make work pay, we need to promote collective bargaining in the workplace, and taxes need to be there to support and build our public services.
But we do know the outline of Budget 2025, 8.3 billion euro, of which additional public spending will be 6.9 billion. So the money is going into services, and again, can't workers then get a something additional in their pay packet too?
Well, that is true. It is going in, but I suppose we're trying to take the long-term measure, and I think we need to look at the recommendations of the Commission on Taxation and Welfare, and they make the point that we have an ageing population, and if we cut taxes now, we're only going to have to increase them in the future and load them on to our children. So for us, it's about learning the lessons of COVID-19. I think all of us realised we need a resilient state to be the defender of last resort for citizens, for workers and for businesses. And, you know, tricking around with 15 or 20 euros a week when we could have better public services. I appreciate money will be spent there, but I think we could do more there, I think would be the way to go. And when you look at things like the energy credits, we'd be of the view, you know, they should be targeted to low and middle income households. You know, do the employer lobby groups who are castigating any increase in the minimum wage, do people like that, do people like me, do people like, dare I say, you, do we need it? I would think not. But low and middle income households do need that. So I think it's about moving away from the kind of retail politics we're coming close to an election and thinking in the long term. And that's a challenge, obviously, for any government and for any political party.
But Owen Reedy, I mean, the government will say that it is planning for the future. And that's why in the last budget, they pumped billions into the Future Ireland Fund and the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund, that they are taking the long term view. But you're able to do something for people under pressure in a, you know, difficult situation today.
Well, as I would say, Paul, the way to do things for people under pressure at work is to promote collective bargaining. The state has an obligation now by the 15th of November to introduce a European Union directive that they voted for in Europe, that our MEPs voted for, our Taoiseach and Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment voted for. They've been tardy on that. That directive requires the Irish government and all member states in Europe to promote collective bargaining, to say that we want to see Ireland as a state that where workers want to be in unions and they want collective bargaining, they can do it, and we remove the employer veto. That is the way you make work pay, Paul, not through social transfers. I think we need to continue to invest in our public services, and the idea of saying, well, you know, we'll put 1.4 billion in tax, we might increase the threshold on inheritance tax. There's talk of going up to 400 grand there per child. If a worker earns 400,000 euros over 10 years, they pay 68,000 euros in tax over that 10 years. But there's talk of increasing the inheritance tax limit to that, where you pay no tax. There's no equity in that for workers, surely.
Well, I heard it might go up to 350. I hadn't heard it was going to go up to 400. But you mentioned low-paid workers in relation to like being targeted and assisted. And that's something the government continually says, that the tax cuts are focused on low-paid workers and taking them out of the tax net. That's what they're trying to do, to focus on low-paid workers.
Well, when we've looked at previous budgets of this government over the last few years, and we've looked at different wage cohorts, we've actually seen that it has been at the higher end, it has been upper middle and higher income earners that have done much better. And that's the reality. When you cut taxes in the way that they have been cut, the people who earn more do better. So I don't think that stands up to scrutiny. And again, Paul, you know, we have 2.75 million people at work, which is brilliant. It's something to be celebrated, and congratulations to all involved in that. Many of those workers are locked out of collective bargaining. Many of them want it, but uniquely in Ireland, we don't have public policy that supports it. This directive will require the state to do so. I think that's the way trying to make work pay. Unions and employers negotiating on productivity, on change, on the future. And that's how you make work pay for workers. Not just saying we give you 15 euros of your own money back every year.
Just one last question. You're going to, your delegation from ICTU is going to go in and meet Jack Chambers and Pascal Donoghue. Do you think that your message will be listened to?
Well, I don't know. We'll know by the 8th of October, won't we? But I suppose when we get the opportunity to meet the Minister for Finance, the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, I think on behalf of organised labour in the Republic of Ireland, it's really important that we make our message clear.
Owen Reedy, ICTU's General Secretary, thank you very much for joining us.